book of the New Testament Bible is
Matthew.
A woman who conducts school or who teaches in school is called a
school teacher.
Are there any other names, that old-fashioned names that you can remember school teachers being called?
School marms, one seal, something like that.
I'm going to test your literature now.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Do you remember the book Last of the Mohicans about the Indians?
Yes, I remember reading that. Mm-hmm.
Do you by any chance remember who wrote it?
Mm-mm.
James Fenimore? Or the first two names are James Fenimore. Do you remember his other name?
Mm-mm. I don't, Lois. That's been a long time, girl.
How about, do you know much about baseball?
Very little.
You wouldn't know baseball?
I enjoy going to baseball games, but it's knowing a lot of the rules and regulations, a lot of the old players, I don't remember too many of them.
It says, the greatest brothers in the battery of the history of the game were Mort and Walker. Mort and Walker, do they ring a bell with your last name?
No.
Well, how about baseball's Hall of Fame in
Cooper?
Cooperstown, or how did you say?
Cooper.
If a woman has that name and she's married, what would you call her?
I would say Mrs. Cooper.
If you saw her on the street, spoke to you, say hello.
Hello, Mrs. Cooper.
How about a preacher who's not really a preacher? He's not really trained, but he doesn't have a regular pulpit, but sometimes he preaches on Sunday. What would you call him?
He would be a licensed minister.
No, he doesn't have a license.
Oh, he doesn't.
He's just a man in the congregation who likes to preach and is not trained.
A layman.
You call him a layman preacher.
Mm-hmm.
If he isn't very good at it, what would you call him?
I would say he was a poor speaker.
What about a part-time carpenter that you would trust to build a chicken coop, but you wouldn't trust him to build you a house or anything very important? Would you call him?
Oh, he'd just be a jack-of-all-trade man.
A jack-of-all? Have you ever heard the word Jack Law? Jack Leg?
Jack Leg. Yeah.
Have you ever
Jack
heard
Leg
the word?
Mechanic. Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
How about Jack Leg preachers?
Well, I never have heard of preachers referred to as Jack Leg.
What else would you say Jack Leg for?
Well, I could say a mechanic or electrician or something like this.
What relation are you to me?
You are my niece.
And
I am your aunt.
Did you see the movie with George Patton, the General?
Yes.
George Patton?
Yes, I did.
What's the name of that movie?
Patton. Patton was the name of it, right?
Yes. What did he play?
George Scott played him.
I mean, what did he play as? Was he a captain
or a general?
I see. That's right. That's right.
General
you wouldn't
Patton.
Call him Mr. Patton, but then you'd call him
General Patton
if you saw him. What about the man who whose chicken you like very well, the Kentucky Fried Chicken? Who started all this?
Colonel Sanders.
And you mentioned the coleslaw. You said you
like. Yes, I do like that coleslaw very much.
What about a man who runs a ship? He's in charge of a ship.
He's the captain.
Do you use this word with other situations?
Well, yes, it's a recipe for